For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Boone County reported the highest daily increase in cases of COVID-19 yesterday since the county began recording cases. According to the Columbia, Missourian, the department reported 18 new cases. The announcement came last night, hours after the county revealed that its new health order will loosen public safety restrictions beginning Tuesday. This also comes after the health department warned that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 attended a Brookside Midtown pool last Friday. Boone County has 250 total COVID-19 cases and 59 active cases right now. There are no new hospitalizations or deaths, according to the report. A grand jury indicted a Kansas City detective yesterday on involuntary manslaughter charges in the shooting of a black man who was killed last year in his own backyard while backing into his garage. The Jackson County grand jury also charged Detective Eric DeVolcanier with armed criminal action in the December 3rd killing of Cameron Lamb. Police said yesterday the officer is now suspended. Lamb's relatives were among several families of black Americans killed in interactions with police to meet privately this week with President Donald Trump before a Rose Garden signing ceremony for an executive order that the president said would encourage better police practices. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, Missouri will host the state's annual fair from August 13th to 23rd. The Columbia, Missourian reports Governor Mike Parson confirmed yesterday that he will attend the fair, but he said the fair will look different due to new safety guidelines. Parson says the fair may look to separate crowds or limit attendance, but warned that those decisions are still being made. The fair is canceling the concerts that are usually held at the fairgrounds, but all other events will continue. Boone County has already canceled its county fair due to COVID-19, and neighboring states like Iowa and Illinois have already canceled their state fairs. Unemployment in Missouri dropped slightly in May, but was still nearly three times what it was before the coronavirus hit. Data released yesterday by the State Economic Development Department shows that the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate hit 10.1% in May. That was down from 10.2% in April, and was lower than the national May rate of 13.3%. But it was higher than the state's 9.9% unemployment rate during the peak of the Great Recession. Unemployment was at 3.5% in February when the virus arrived, and joblessness increased to 4.4% in March before it skyrocketed in April. Tuition is going up at the University of Missouri's four campuses in Columbia, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Rolla after they took a financial hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. The University of Missouri Board of Curators approved the 2.3% tuition increase yesterday. If enrollment remains steady, it will generate about $14.8 million. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.